We want to remind everybody that they can join us here nearly every week at the Chase Auditorium. For tickets and more information, go to chicagopublicradio.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, though, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Amy, for 3 years, scientists in Germany have been trying to study the movement of a particular sloth. They finally gave up. Why?
It was dead.
No, perfectly alive, perfectly healthy sloth. And they wanted to study how it moved.
It didn't move.
Exactly right. It wouldn't move. For 3 years, the scientists at the University of Hanna's Institute of Systematic Zoology and Evolutionary Biology have been trying to get this sloth to go up a pole so they could study how it did it. They tried everything to lure it, including cucumbers and spaghetti.
Oh, I'd do it for that.
Yeah, I know. I like mine mixed. But the sloth would not move. That's why they call it a sloth. They finally gave up, and they sent the sloth back to the zoo. And, of course, wouldn't you know it, as soon as they said, we quit, the thing did a backflip out of the room.
But don't you think, call me crazy, but maybe they'd stop after 2 years?
That's the crazy thing. That's, you know, I mean, what were the meetings? What were the annual office parties at this lab like? Well,
I think they held them at pole dancing clubs.
No, really?
Just a shot.
Because it's like you know, well, you know, it's been a good year here at the sloth lab. It's true that the sloth didn't move this year either. But Hans over there has some good ideas. We think that in March we're going to try just to goose it a little.